drag out behind me, you know.
And how about the things that you buy in the store? Feed or fertilizer or potatoes or...
Well, I tell you, we raised practically everything on the place we had to eat. Had everything. We had plenty of potatoes, all kinds of vegetables and onions and stuff, and dried. Because our nearest store was about a mile and a half, a little place called Fairport, Mississippi. And we bought sugar. Well, we used to buy sugar by the barrel and keep sugar at home. But sometimes we bought coffee and, you know, just common groceries, coffee and flour and sugar and stuff.
What kind of thing that I'm interested in here are toe sacks, croaker sacks.
We use those. We get stuff in them.
Which is which?
We call them croaker sacks. Croaker sacks. But now the other sacks that we use for picking cotton in and different things like that were made right there on the place. Mm-hmm. My grandfather would buy this Ozenberg, which was a coarse, heavy cotton fabric, you know, and just sew up these sacks with us. But then for the cotton sacks, put a strap about that wide, went over your shoulder, and that sack drug out behind you, maybe 6 feet long.
And how about in the store? Did you have things made out of paper? In other words, how were...
Things packed?
Yes.
Well, of course, things were mostly packed in bulk in those days. For instance, crackers, mostly in bulk, dried fruits, everything. The package hadn't come along that time. It was mostly everything in bulk.
And you buy things and put them in a paper bag?
Paper bags. And we used to buy 30 pounds of coffee at a crack, put it in a big paper bag, 30 pounds. And you had to go and grind it, you know, coffee mill. Right. And my grandmother at times would buy green coffee and parch it herself. But that was supposed to be much better coffee, you know, parch a little, it'd be fresh, you know, parch a little at the time and grind it. But, I don't know, we finally got...
Your family drink coffee. Put anything in it?
Oh, yeah, cream and sugar.
If they drank it, someone would drink it without cream or sugar.
Some of them drink it out of anything, black, yeah. I know some of them would, but...
Did you ever hear anybody call that barefoot?
No.
Barefoot coffee?
I've heard the expression, but we didn't use it.
Have you? You've heard the expression?
I've heard the expression.
It means straight.
Straight, drink it straight.
You mentioned an arroyo in the west. What's the closest thing to an arroyo around in this area?
Well, there's plenty of them out here out on the edge of the county between here and Winston. Why, there's some that you could throw this house in out there. Bigger than that. There's some of them 100 feet deep right out here.
I'm interested in is, are the terms.
Gullies. You know, they're gullies.
They never call them ravines.
Ravines and gullies. Yeah, they've called ravines and... In fact, there's a post office in this county called Ravine, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Something smaller than a creek would be a...
Well, up in Virginia, they call them runs. I still have lots of relatives up in Virginia. I was up there a few years ago, and we wanted to go out to the chase, and one of the relatives said, well, the run's out of the bank. I didn't know what he was talking about, a run. It's a creek. I said,
use the word branch.
Yeah, I use branch and creek. A branch is smaller than a creek. It goes to river, creek, branch.
Different kinds of trees, prominent trees.
Well, of course, we had woods of pine trees, and by the way, my first cousin told me here just shortly that the old pasture, she was offered $45,000 for those pine trees in that pasture. They were covered with pines. We had pines, oak, hickory, scaly box. We used to love to gather scaly box nuts, you know. I still think that's the best nut in the world, the scaly box.
That's a small one.
Yeah, sir. I've got some out there now.
Any walnuts?
Oh, yeah, we raised lots of walnuts. And we had a lot of walnut trees, and my grandfather had a barrel with a hole cut in it. At the top, when the walnuts fell, we'd drive them through this hole to take the outer hull off. Put them in that hole, take a hammer,